All right, on this Thursday morning, it's not your imagination. There has been a sharp increase in scams in the wake of COVID-19. In fact, IBM Security Research has revealed really an unprecedented increase in scams that are related to COVID-19. And they want to protect against that. And I'm so fascinated by this. IBM has a task force. It's X-Force Red, and this is made up of people that think like cyber criminals in order to fight cyber crime. And one of them is online with us right now. Snow is joining us. Good morning, Snow.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
I appreciate you joining us, and I want to talk about these scams and how we can protect ourselves against them. But just a little bit, I want to know about your background and how you end up doing this kind of work and what kind of work it is that X-Force Red does.
Awesome. So X-Force Red is a group of hackers, and my job specifically is chief people hacker. So think of it as a modern-day con artist. So I test all aspects of cybersecurity when it comes to people, so through email, phone, and in person. And my team, we simulate attacks to really see how our clients do and hopefully find any security flaws or vulnerabilities before bad guys do. So that's really the goal. So our job is to think like a criminal to help our clients stay safe.
So you're an ethical hacker then. I mean, that's what they call what you do, ethical hacking.
Exactly.
So what kind of scams are out there? Who are these scammers targeting and why?
So since the pandemic has started, we've really seen everyone impacted, but especially consumers and small business owners. Information is constantly changing, and people are being bombarded with information about stimulus checks, stay-at-home orders, small business loans, and even the promise of vaccines. And because of all this changing information, scammers are targeting them by playing off their fear and confusion. And in fact, we've seen since COVID-19 was declared a pandemic, over 6,000% increase in COVID-19 related spam, which is huge.
6,000%.
Yep.
That's incredible. Snow, what do some of these COVID-19 related scams look like?
Spam that we're seeing really ranges from emails impersonating major banks like American Express and Wells Fargo to impersonating the SBA or even the WHO. So an example of an email that we've seen, it's pretending to be a major bank, and in the email it states that you've received a stimulus fund credit, but to receive this credit, you must sign in and authenticate yourself. So if you were to click on the link that was in the email, it would take you to a website that looks almost identical to your bank's login. And if you enter in your username or bank account and password, the attackers would then have access to that information, and they could log in on behalf of you and do things like empty out your account or do a wire transfer on your behalf.
Mm. So many of us like to think that we are impervious to these scams. We wouldn't fall for something like that. But the more realistic it looks and feels and sounds, the more likely we are to fall for something like that.
That's very true. And some of the emails look extremely legitimate. So it's pretty hard to tell. But there's definitely red flags we could look out for. So one of them is to see who is actually emailing you. It might look like American Express, but some of the email addresses we're seeing are things like support@12345.info. I mean, there's no way American Express is going to use that email address. Another red flag that we're seeing is attackers are using caller ID spoofing. So they make their phone number appear to be any phone number they want, like your bank or your IT department. Another red flag is what I like to call fraud speak. This is where the email looks almost like it was written with English as a second language or might have words that don't necessarily make sense. And then the last red flag that I like to warn about is attackers using a sense of urgency. This is where they use phrases with deadlines, such as you must complete this within the next 24 hours. And when there's that urgency in play, people want to respond a lot faster than they normally would.
Oh, absolutely. And these scam artists know what's going on in the world. They know that this is a perfect time to prey on people because everybody is stressed out and nervous and worried, and they look at this as just a perfect opportunity to swoop in and try and get away with something.
Absolutely. They're definitely paying attention to the news and current events because we can kind of see trends where it started with a lot of COVID-19 focus spam, but as the stimulus fund and the small business loans were coming out, attackers started changing their methods and started using those type of pretext or phishing campaigns, if you will. So they're definitely paying attention and adapting to what's new and what's current.
Yeah, for sure. So what can we do to protect ourselves?
I think the biggest thing is to slow down, which is really hard. But a lot of times we're looking at our emails on our cell phones and they're really small screens and it's hard to see all the details. Make sure you're questioning things as you're reading the email. And if it kind of looks shady, it's probably because it is. One of the things I like to recommend is going to a website directly. So if you do receive an email that you think is from your bank, instead of clicking on any links or opening attachments, go to your bank's website directly. More times than not, especially now during the pandemic, there might be information on the home page or a link to an FAQ page where there's a lot of information there that you're probably looking for. And then something else I'd like to suggest is enable multi-factor authentication. This is just an extra security layer. So once you log into an account like your bank or social media with your username and password, you have a second piece of information you have to enter, like a text with a code. And so if an attacker does get your username and password, they can't log into your accounts without this code.
Good advice. Snow, where can we go for more information?
So if you'd like more information, you can go to ibm.com/COVID-19.
All right, fantastic. Hey, good work you're doing. We appreciate your time and your information this morning. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.